It is hour number two. We got Grizzlies basketball tonight. If you want to watch that right here or listen to it right here. Yeah.
You can watch your radio while we broadcast
it. I've done that before.
Or your, audio device, whichever.
Growing phone. Up in Kentucky,
yeah.
My father, who played and started as a graduate assistant coach for Coach the legendary Ed Diddle at WKU, but later on in life, and all the way through, was a Kentucky fan. We would we'd watch it on TV, but we would listen to Kay Wood Ledford. Probably in my mind one of the greatest basketball announcers of all time. But anyway, yeah, but it never synced up. Anyway, oh, we ready to roll here, Rick Insel's. Rick Insel's over there. All right, I'm on the radio here. You ready, Greg? Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
MTSU women's basketball.
Great.
Yep.
Greg, John, y'all doing good?
Doing good?
Great. It's great to talk to you as always, Coach.
Just glad to be here, you know.
You and me both.
One of my favorites.
Well,
that makes one of us.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
And I'm in your camp, John. This is a fun week. Marshall, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Marshall 6-1 in conference play. Saturday at 3 o'clock, that team to the north, Western Kentucky, 7-0 in conference play. It doesn't get much bigger in regular season what's coming up the next that 72-hour period, Rick.
Well, you got Marshall coming in. They're 6-1.
Right.
And then you got Western 7-0, and that's in the conference. And that's in the west. It's in the east side. So this weekend is going to tell the tale on a lot of teams.
Yeah, Coach, I mean, you look at where you are in the Conference USA standings in the east, and, the good news is – the not-so-good news is you got some really good teams ahead of you, but the good news is you're going to be playing them all, so you got a chance to really make some hay this week.
Well, that's kind of how we're looking at it, John, to be honest with you, because everybody in the East is playing each other the next couple of weeks. And so you'll get a better idea where everybody stands.
Did you expect the conference to be this good, Coach, this year?
Well, Charlotte and ODU were picked 1 and 2, and then us in North Texas was picked third. I knew ODU and Charlotte were going to be pretty good, but I tell you, Greg Collins has done a great job at Western, and Tony's done a great job at Marshall. So I think I won't say they overachieved. I just say that their players are playing hard. They're playing with confidence. They got great game plans. And it's gonna be a tough weekend, I'll just tell you.
MTSU women's basketball coach Rick Insel has mentioned Marshall Thursday at 6 o'clock, 6-1 in conference play. Saturday 3 o'clock Western, 7-0 in conference play at the Murphy Center. I was looking at your website, and I saw a column written by Sam Doughton Coach Insel's first post-game interview answer: Courtney Whitson is a bad, bad woman. 26-11 in the win at Southern Miss. But I just love that quote, Rick.
I was pretty excited, I'll tell you. I've been going down there. I don't know how many times. I've only won down there once. And, they've kind of been a thorn in our side. And then Courtney just took, we were shy player. Jalen Gregory started for us all year. We were shy her. Matt was not there. We were shy him. And, we were in a game. We were down like, I don't know, at times 9, 10, 11 points. And then we would tie it back up. We'd go down 7, tie it back up, go down 7. And I think starting with about 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, we were down 5, and we came to the huddle, and I'm telling you, Courtney Whitson took over. I didn't say anything. I mean, I had everything planned out what we were going to do, and she went to chewing. But the big thing that she did was this, John Young Gage. She not only talked the talk, she walked the walk. She went back out, and she ended up getting 15 points in that last 7 minutes, and just about every rebound that came off. So, you know, she's just a tremendous leader, tremendous young lady. You know, just I feel very fortunate to have her and very, very proud that I get to coach her.
It's kind of a different circumstance for you, right, Coach? I mean, you got four players that average in double figures, but it seems like on any given night, somebody like a Courtney Whitson can step up. And in the past, you've had, you know, scorers that you know are going to get you 18, 20 points a game. Now it's a little bit more balanced, and it's kind of a pick-your-poison type situation this year, right?
Well, we're if you look at our record, we've lost four games, two of them in overtime, and two of them by 1 point. Now, one of them in overtime to Marquette, they didn't have a monitor. And we hit a 3-point shot that they waved off. Mm. You can't go to the TV monitor, but the TV monitor, the ball is on the rim bouncing around when the light goes off. So we wouldn't have went into overtime there. And then at Troy, we got beat on a last-second tip-in. We had a box out, and their best player just was able to go up and kick the ball against the glass, and it rattled around and went in. And then we lost to UTEP by one, and then we lost to FAU. I mean, FIU by one. So, you know, it's been – kids have played hard, and we've done some things that have been – you know, it surprised me, and we've also done some things negative that have surprised me. But they don't quit playing. They just don't quit playing. And it's really I know at the end of the year I'm going to look up and say, I wished I'd took a little more time to smell the roses with this bunch. And if you look at John and Craig, what we've got eight freshmen. We got 11 young ladies that we have right now, really 12. Got one that's had an operation, but eight of those are freshmen. So I'm pretty happy about that.
And the other half are from a somewhere else in the world except the United States. I love the way that you've mixed in the stories of how they all came together just a unique situation. I know it's because of Matt's connections and everything and travel ball and overseas, obviously international basketball, but you've brought in some players, I tell you.
One of the things that you read about basketball, and you two are very versed in this, the fact that from the NBA all the way down to high school, you see more and more international players getting involved, and they talk about it all the time. If you watch the Charles Barkley and all them on their NBA show, that's one of the things they talk about, the insurgence of what's taking place with all the international players. Well, the same things happen on the high school level. If you look around at some of the private schools now, you see a lot of young ladies and young men playing that are not from the United States. The same thing holds true with the collegiate level. And now you're seeing more and more young ladies get involved because you've got more – I won't call them agents, but you have recruiting services that are going worldwide, so you get an idea of what's going on. Mm. And Matt, like you said, Greg, Matt, all this travel team and AAU connections. Then he was the assistant coach at Kentucky for 5 years. He was the head coach at Ole Miss for 5 years, and now been with us. I think this is his fourth year. We're very fortunate to have those contacts. Yesterday we had a young lady in that was from the States, but she has a recruiting service over in Europe and was in looking at our team, and we were talking to her about what we would be looking for the next 2 or 3 years. So, you know, you got to do that nowadays.
Yeah, Coach. I mean, you know, you've got international. One of your leading scorers is from Belarus. I'm not going to try to say her name.
Well, I'll tell you what. She, Rick, and I said this. I came to see you play North Texas a few Sundays ago. 6 foot, inside, outside, 3-point range, basketball skills, a little bit of toughness about her, a little bit of grit. I don't know that she's not one of the better players I've seen this year, period. And it's got next level written all over.
Well, two of the games that we lost, she was not there. I mean, she was out with on the protocol. Mm. And then, another great player that we got right now has been with me now. She's been starting 4 years. is Alexis Whittington.
Yep.
She was not there one of those games. And then the last couple of games, you had Jalen Gregory, which I think has a chance to be on the all-freshman team this year. I think the big thing that's taking place right now, Greg and John, with our team is our big kid, and Greg's seen her. She's from Moscow. She's 6'6" and a half, barefooted. She's only 18 years old, so I think she's got a chance to grow another 2 inches.
Wow.
But she, her mechanics are unbelievable, and she ended up Saturday. One of the reasons we won was she ended up with 14 points, and I think she's leading the conference in block shots right now. But she's just getting better every practice, every single practice. You can see a little bit of improvement, and hopefully by the time we get to the tournament, then she will really won't be, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10. She'll still be a 4.5 to a 5 by the end of this year. But eventually, if she gets to be an 8 or a 9, she's going to play in the WNBA, and she'll be a force there.
Yeah, so you can't teach, what, 6'7"?
6'7", yeah. Anastasia from Moscow, Russia. Now,
I'm going to do this. Rick, because a couple of weeks ago you were out, okay, and we had Rick on. Yeah. Tell the story of how you got her, how the Colorado commitment and then the Zoom call and getting her here just in the nick of time so she could be enrolled. Tell that story.
Because I was wondering, Coach, are you getting on a plane and going to Belarus and Russia to recruit these kids?
Well, you got the Zoom. This all took place on Zoom. We got a call from one of Matt's contacts and said, hey, there's this young lady that's wavering. She's getting ready to drop Colorado. Her mother's not real happy with some of the things that, I don't know really what went on, but I think it was some of the things with the coaching staff, and said, y'all need to check into her. And we said, okay. So we got her on Zoom within the next hour. And we were talking to her mother and talking to her. And then the next thing I know, I'm sitting there with Matt. And she said, well, hey, we're just going to sign with you. We're just committed right there on the Zoom. And I said, Matt looked at me. I said, absolutely. Kim then got on the fax machine, and we sent the paperwork out there. Well, within 30 minutes, the paperwork's back. We sent it over to compliance and sent it to the clearinghouse to make sure everything was in order. Everything was in order. And the next thing we know, she's on her way to Middle Tennessee State University.
And of course, made the deadline, right? Because before that, she had never even been in the States, right?
No, she'd never been here. The deadline, I can't remember the exact
date. Well, I do. I remember the date because it stuck out in my – September 21st. It just stuck –
I believe that's what it was.
Because that story stuck out in my head.
She had to be on campus by the 21st. She had to talk to our academic board or whatever – on campus by the 21st. She landed in New York on the 21st and then came into Nashville on the 21st and was on campus. And that was the last day that she had been eligible to play this year, been able to get enrolled in school. So, you know, we were just very fortunate. We knew she was tall and we knew she had some skill sets, but we didn't know that she was as good as she is.
Rick, I got to go back to something you said earlier. You're playing at Marquette, Big East Conference, and they don't have a monitor for the referees. Come on, man!
No, we were playing in the Thanksgiving tournament down in the
beach. Okay, okay.
And so the boys' tournament had just concluded, and they took their people up. And I got another one on that too. We did the same thing. We go out to UTEP and play, and there's no monitor there. And the reason is, if you remember the football bowl game that was played, they had taken all their equipment over to the football stadium, which is right next to the gymnasium, and they hadn't moved it back. So we had to play that game. We lost that one corner in at UTEP, but if nothing came into play there. But that was two games we had to do that on this year. Now you just don't go in a gym and play without a monitor because you got the right to challenge anything that comes up.
What do you do? Start packing your own monitor?
Hey, plug this in real quick.
Yeah,
we got
one.
You know, maybe something like that happens here. We may pull the cord. depending on which way I think it ought to go.
Yeah. Or just, yeah, or, I mean, run over to Walmart real quick and get one, right? I mean, oh. Yeah.
My, well, my. It's our game has developed, well, so is our whole society, you know, with everything, with the technology that what we're talking about now, back 10 years ago, the three of us wouldn't even have thought we could imagine anything like that. Because when a call was made, it was made. You live with it.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to live with it. And now when they come back and say, hey, this was a flagrant foul or whatever, you know that they've been to the monitor and they've got it right. They're not going to call something wrong off of the monitor.
Rick, how often do you look at the NCAA net? I see where, as far as Conference USA goes, you're well ahead of everybody else. I think today you're 61. That puts you on the bubble. But after that, it drops to ODU at 83, even with WKU 120, Marshall 142. So what that tells me, you're non-conference, and the games you've won have helped, and who you're playing, but still, right sitting on that bubble, you need to string some together, don't you?
There's no doubt about it. And we got a chance to do that with ODU, with Western, with Marshall, with Charlotte. We got a chance to improve that. And if you go back to those games that we did lose, then our net would probably be down already, which right now being the 40s or the high 30s. But that's just part of it. That you know, you live with it. We feel like we play is probably the toughest schedule as anybody in the conference. And you can look at it different ways. Some people don't. They play an easy schedule. They want to get their chemistry right. They want to get, you know, everything going, maybe get a little momentum, and then jump into the conference. And, you know, it works for them. In our case, from day one, the first game, we're trying to get into the NCAA tournament. And we've always done that, and we're going to continue to do that. So, you know, and sometimes it hurts us because it wears your kids out, Greg, John. You every game you go out, you got to play one of your better games. You don't have a gimme that you can get everybody in. And you can laugh and celebrate and all that kind of stuff. We laugh and celebrate after we get a win in the locker room. But you know going in when you're playing here at Middle Tennessee State that you got to get after it right off the bat. I think one of our better wins is going to be the Vanderbilt game.
Yeah.
I think Shelly's done a great job. She's playing everybody close. She beat Arkansas. She's going to win some more games, and every time she wins a game, that helps us.
Well, it should be fun. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Marshall. Saturday, 3 o'clock, Western Kentucky. Rick, I won't wear anything red, but I can't help my neck's red, okay? I just let you know.
And, John, the reason I said Greg's one of my favorites, I've known him since the 80s. So I hadn't known you that long, but I have known him that long.
Fair enough, Coach. Fair enough.
And I'll tell you what he'll do. He'll stick. And if you don't know what that means, you ask him when he gets over with it. He'll stick.
Well, he's one of my favorites too, Coach, as are you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks,
we
Coach.
Appreciate you.
We'll see
Thanks
you. Hey, I'll see you Saturday afternoon. I'm going to come down and watch that one. All right. See you, man.
See you.
All right.
Bye.
Rick Insull.